to show the upside down triangle again. And I'm happy to do that. I apologize. Oh, wait now. Here we go. Ah, yay, finally. I hope you got, can you see that?
No.
You know, right now we can see the seventh tradition.
He put the email up, I think, so the person can get PowerPoint. I believe that's what he just did for you.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Go ahead and do it again.
All right. So you got that up. No, and then
you want to do this.
I want to share screen. But that'll stop them from seeing that.
Is that the right email you're wanting, Ken, for them to send for the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But that just left, right?
So yeah. This is where it is.
Okay, so here is that upside down triangle that was requested. And I'm not sure how long to keep that on because Kent did have the email address up. So I guess we'll put it back up in just a moment. And that way I can send this to you. So I'll do a stop share so we can see that email address again.
Did they have any special questions on that upside triangle when they asked you to put that back up?
No, they just said, I've never seen it explained visually that way before.
Can you put it back up for a couple extra minutes?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They can read everything on there and take it in.
There, okay.
Hi, Debbie, when you got a second, this is Robert. I have a question from George H.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it says, hi, hey, Debbie, my home group has suspended business meetings under the third concept by our trusted servants. Our concern for holding a virtual business meeting is that it will exclude members. We are in a very poor section of Philadelphia, and not everyone has access to Zoom. How do you recommend we proceed? Should we have a new group form or just have trusted servants hand out commitments?
This is new territory. I don't know that I have it. You know, they might not have online, but maybe you can see how they could access online for a conference call, or I know this is the an area I just don't know how to navigate well. I know many people communicate in a variety of ways. I mean, we're not supposed to be going to people's homes and things like that. Email, perhaps, if they have that. I'm afraid I'm not very.
They reach out to their area,
Debbie,
or their central service, their inner group.
Debbie, I can maybe speak to that.
Great.
I've been involved in the Loners program and with online AA for many years, and there are ways to access it. There are ham radio operators that have AA meetings. There are, before the internet, we were connected through private networks of FidoNet. My home group is on WebEx, but I know that we have many members in my online home group that communicate through WeChat and other apps. If they have any kind of electronic access, there are we can find ways to connect. I'm not sure if that answers the question.
I believe there's a pamphlet on that where they mail through the mailing. I heard a speaker talk about that one time. There's a pamphlet in AA.
Yeah, one of the other things, and this may be touched on by in one of the sessions this afternoon, but if you don't have access to online AA because you don't have internet, you don't have cell service, the Alcoholics Anonymous, if you go to AA.org and you search on Loners Internationalist Meeting, I will put it in the chat box. You can sign up for the Loners Internationalist Meeting, and it's part of the Loners program. It's a six-page six-page meeting in print that comes out every month, and it can come either by email or on or through your snail mail. And it's how loaners were staying in touch before we had any kind of access electronically. And it's free. It's for homebound members here in the U.S. It's for loaners here in the U.S. that are in remote areas that cannot access face-to-face meetings. It's available for loaners in any country around the world. You just go to AA.org and you sign up to the Loaners Internationalist meeting. We have a very strong loaners program going. It's certainly going to be addressed. I know that our delegate is on the committee for accessibility. We had a GSR on here earlier that's on the accessibility committee for their intergroup. And since the General Service Conference is moving to a virtual meeting this year, I'm expecting that a committee that has not been very important before this is going to be a lot of the discussion at General Service Conference this year because of our current situation around the world. We have loaners that are participating in this event today because they learned about it through a loaner's online meeting, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's on WebEx, whether it's on WeChat. So those things are available. Does that help?
I know that we're sure getting some comments or some suggestions on that in the chat. It looks like most of them are done privately, but I don't know if there's a way to make those available for someone to get some ideas of people who've had those. I do have a few more questions here. So I'll go ahead and check that. How do you recommend people go about learning the 12 concepts? So I know that if you're new to the concepts, one thing you might want to do is check with someone in General Service. A past delegate in your area is a great resource. They love sharing their experience about those. I know some men and women who are in their sponsorship line, like I do, walk their people through the concepts. And the reason I don't do them numerically is because I think the way I've regrouped them helps make a little bit more sense to at least introduce them to the concepts, to see the organizational connection, to see what I call, like I said, the spiritual tools, the administrative aspects of lead and then leadership, because it gives you that opportunity to connect it to your home group and see that you're already doing a lot of the concepts without even knowing it. Reading it with someone else or often as a group is very helpful, and sometimes I'll recommend to people very new to it, read the illustrated pamphlet on it, that concept, before you read it in the actual book. It's always helpful to do it as a group. I kind of like to say that I know that you're not going to curl up with the 12 concepts book, a cup of cocoa in front of the fire, and just go in for a good read. I know that you're not going to do that. And that it's kind of like like sex. It's always more fun to do it with someone else. And then, of course, when you do it as a group, you know, reading the concepts book really gets things lively and a lot more fun. So I would recommend reading it with someone else and finding the jewels and the gems that are inside those. Thank you. What is your favorite concept and why? Number 9, I love leadership. It has taught me so much. It's the easiest to understand. I've just gotten so many tools about how to grow up with the 9th concept on leadership, how to support leadership and how to be a leader. I'm typically somebody who would like to support leadership, but then I've been in the roles of leadership and I needed some really, really good guidelines. And so that would be that answer. Thank you for asking. When all this started happening, I operated under Concept 9 and Right of Decision as a DCM. This, however, felt more forward and decisive than I normally would be. How do we balance ourselves right now as trusted servants and leaders in a lot of situations? How do we know when we step over a line? Well, I think that our fellowship or our fellow members will let me know when I've stepped over that line and help me to rein myself back in. Again, I don't necessarily know that I have an answer, but I do feel that if I examine my motives, that I am, my purpose is to serve, to help another alcoholic, be they coming in the door or the older one. If that's really my motive, then I'm going to do the best I can with the skills that I have. And God's going to come in and do the rest. He's going to bring me the people or the opportunities. If I make a mistake, I know how to apologize for that and correct it. I don't have to sit there and defend it, but I certainly can, just like in real life. They're going to let me know if I've stepped over the line. So I hope that helps. I'd love to have a copy of your presentation, Bertie. Hi, Bertie. A shout out to Bertie, my friend in Dubai, many friends in Dubai. Bertie, if you would write to the email address that was provided, or you've got mine personally, I'll be happy to do that. Okay. All right. I'm not sure if this is something you would be able to address, but my home group had closed the doors, as did all AA around the country, of course. However, a select few are upset because they're saying that the steering committee that called the emergency meeting, if you will, made this decision, and so the select individuals are now saying that they classify AA as the mental health aspect and are meeting anyways. Was it wrong for steering committee to make that decision, and how would you suggest that we address the individuals? They obviously have a key to the group but won't give it up. Well, again, this goes beyond personal opinion, in the sense that I feel like Billy addressed, I have a citizen of the United States responsibility going on here too, that I don't want to be the cause or the recipient of someone else's sickness when I could, do that unknowingly, of course. If they're going to go and do that, I can't hog tie and make anybody stay home. And again, that may not be the right thing to say, but I can share my concerns. I can share, can we explore other ways of meeting? But I have to do what I know I will sleep best with me tonight, with my decisions and with what my spiritual conscience is telling me. So I hope that helps. Thank you for your excellent presentation. I really like the way you brought it down to the level of the home group. Good. I'm glad. I hope that was helpful. The concepts are important to me for my service at all levels, but so many people are not familiar with them. Why do you think people are not familiar with them? Well, I think that, if we go back to the steps, I'm kind of assuming most people know the steps. Just because they're on the wall doesn't mean they've actually taken them. A smaller, much smaller percentage have action and familiarity with the traditions beyond reading them from the wall. The concepts, many groups don't even have the concepts window shade up. And if your group doesn't, I would encourage you to get that when you get back live rooms again. This is one of the ways to introduce them, because otherwise a lot of people think, we only have two, because we only have two window shades up. So maybe if we get that third window shade up and let them know we are a three legacy, not a two legacy group, that could also be, well, what are those things? Kind of help to us. And then having an active GSR in your group to mention that. Maybe they offer to walk people through the concepts or have the concepts on your literature table. have the pamphlet, the illustrated pamphlet on your literature rack. These are all, and again, I think so much of what I've learned is through sponsorship. If you are someone who is in love with the concepts, and you said it's important to you at all service levels, are you making yourself available to doing it through sponsorship? Are you making yourself available in your community? Like with these Zoom meetings, hey, I'll be happy to walk anyone through the concepts who would like to. Just let me know. We'll set something up. This is a great way that we can do this. So hope that was helpful. Okay. Hi, Debbie. I highly recommend checking out my home group website. We've been online about 3 years, and there's lots of great info as you discussed today. I'm the current treasurer. We have lots of service positions. Thank you for your share. Awesome. I'm glad you do. Thank you. One other person said, and this is probably answering an earlier question, that Zoom offers landline access. So if that group that wants to meet, the Philly group, if they have some of their members just have a landline, then there's a reply there that Zoom offers landline access. Some groups also mentioned here, some groups use conference calls instead of computer. Let's see, they can dial in. Okay. I'm looking for questions. One was, which conference committee is Penny P referring to? Penny, you commented earlier there. Could you reply to that one, please?
What was the question again, Debbie?
Which conference committee is Penny P referring to? I think when you, was it maybe regarding the Loners Internationalists or?
No, our delegate Teddy is on the accessibility committee.
That's right.
And we also had a GSR that introduced herself at the beginning, before the meeting started, as being on the accessibility committee for her area. This year, as many of you know, the General Service Conference will be done virtually. And Teddy, our delegate, attended his first online meeting. He chaired for me on step 11 on my online home group, Global Speakers Group. And it was his first experience with online AA. So I had texted him and said, you know, if you're going to be on that committee, you really should have some experience, strength, and hope to offer. And so I invited him to chair for us. And then we went on shelter in home just the week before he shared. So it was very timely. But that will be a General Service Conference committee.
Thanks, Penny. I have a Elizabeth J. If you would email the conference 0404-2020@gmail, I will be happy to answer that, which is provide what I showed. Still looking for some questions. Here's one. My group is still meeting. We live in a place where this is not yet prohibited, just groups smaller than 10. People still attending are all people with barriers to Zoom, although I believe they will all be able to eventually transition. I pray about this every day. Are you saying this is still wrong? This is not my decision to make for your group. If they're practicing social distancing, if this is the very best they can do, we each have to do what our spiritual conscience says, and honor that. I'm not here to define right or wrong. This will be something that you will need to do. Okay. What page from Is Bill Sees It did you read in the beginning? That was page 65 from As Bill Sees It. Okay. Looking for more questions. Okay. Could you address the power of the purse a bit more in context of contributions through our home groups, where the group conscience decides how to distribute contributions to the various service entities versus direct contributions to an intergroup or to AA org directly? The power of the purse, well, I know that in our area, for example, some years ago, a decision was made by our service center that one of our large contributing groups did not like. And as the result, they withheld their, they held, had the power of the purse, and they chose not to contribute any money to the service center, which absolutely was felt. But they wanted the service center and those in authority or leadership to know they were not happy with that decision. And once people kind of got a chance to talk through it and maybe make some adjustments, then people were, you know, then they started to send their funds in again. But the power of the purse shouldn't be necessarily because, well, I don't like that person or I don't like this person. It shouldn't be a personality thing, but sometimes this might be our only way to get the attention of our entities that we couldn't before. Let's see. I think that was all the questions I could see. Mike or Penny, any? I'll turn it back to you. I'm not sure what else to do at this time. Thank you very, very much.
Debbie, thank you so much for your share. And I will tell you that I got some messages in chat, and I got